President George Herbert Walker Bush had a lot of connections to New England. He was born in Milton, Massachusetts, grew up in Connecticut, and spent almost every summer of his life in Kennebunkport, Maine. There are several prominent politicians and government officials in the region who got their start in politics working for Bush. One of them is Bruce Stebbins, a Massachusetts gaming commissioner and former Springfield City Councilor. Stebbins, who is in Washington for tomorrow's state funeral for the 41st president, spoke a short time ago with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
I had the privilege of working on his campaign up in New Hampshire in 1988 and being an alternate delegate to the GOP convention in New Orleans in 88 and later again in 92. And then I was invited to join his administration about a week after the inauguration and had the opportunity to work in his Office of Political Affairs for just about 2 years before I moved back to Massachusetts.
And so what was it like working for him?
He was an incredible public servant, certainly, you know, a war hero in my eyes. He was very cordial to be around. He treated all of the staff, whether we were White House staff or resident staff or Secret Service, is part of his family. And always took a moment to, you know, pull somebody in for an extra photo or to say hello or to drop a note card to. He just kind of kept us all connected. And as good a family man as he was, he really made the rest of us feel like we were a family, too. I have many wonderful stories of being in and around the president and going to a video store with him in Kennebunkport while he picked out some movies to rent for he and his wife to watch. Had a great chance to meet an unbelievable array of popular figures when I worked at the White House.
And did you stay in touch after you left Washington and after he was no longer president?
Yeah, you know, to the extent of, you know, getting Christmas cards, had a chance to go to his church up in Kennebunkport 2 summers ago, and he was there with his family. And in the meantime, I had the chance to be involved with two of his son's campaigns, both for president, but kind of little direct interaction with him over the last few years.
There's a pretty strong, though, Massachusetts connection with the Bushes, isn't there? I mean, there's you, there's Andy Card, who was a Massachusetts native, Ron Kaufman. There's mm-hmm. a lot of Massachusetts connections with the Bush family.
There is, you know, he was born here. His sister Nancy lived in the greater Boston area, was very involved in the Massachusetts Republican Party. There's a gentleman in Long Meadow, a good friend named Bernie Sweeney, who used to drive him around even before the 1980 election, pick him up at Bradley Airport and drive him around Massachusetts or up to Maine or wherever he had to be on the campaign. Andrew Natsios was another good one.
That's right. Yeah.
Massachusetts team. And Paul Cellucci, late Governor Cellucci.
Yeah. So a very large circle of people from Massachusetts. What are your thoughts as we get ready to say farewell to the 41st president?
Well, it's emotional. I mean, when you've worked for somebody like a George H.W. Bush, you just develop this unbelievable amount of respect for. It kind of just notes a passing in time. I met a lot of great friends. I've had a chance to see several of them since I got back down here. I'm going to see more this evening and certainly tomorrow. You want to embrace the family just as they embraced a lot of people that worked for him and also realize that he's obviously reunited again with his beloved wife.